Chicago. It ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so.
Listen, people, here comes Dr. Jazz. He's got glory all around him, yes he has. And when the world goes wrong, you got the blues. He's the man what makes you get out both your dancing shoes.
Front center, the inventor of jazz.
Yes, he has.
Ain't no medicine known to man can make you feel good like the doctor can.
Only name that you need to know.
World's greatest one-man show.
Even the devil, whoever he was, couldn't play jazz the way Jerry does.
Devil Central, give me Dr. Jazz.
Swing with the roll. Feel that rhythm ripping through you, right down to your soul. So spread the word wherever you may go. You've seen the light tonight, now you know. Plays his name across the sky, flaming letters 10 feet high. J.R. Morgan, Dr. Jazz.
This is Bucky Pizzarelli, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good choice.
Listen, people, here comes Dr.
Jazz. Yeah, a little bit from Jelly's last jam. And, well, he played Little Jelly way back when. Savion Glover, Tony Award winner, Hoofer, choreographer and producer. He's celebrating his 28th year as a hoofer in show business. Broadway and film credits include The Tap Dance Kid, Black and Blue, Jelly's Last Jam, of course, Bring in the Noise, Bring in the Funk, and the movie Tap with the great Gregory Hines and Sammy Davis Jr., Spike Lee's Bamboozled, and the acclaimed Academy Award-winning 2006 Warner Brothers release of Happy Feet, choreographed by Savion Glover. Oh, we love that movie. We love that movie so much. Mr. Glover dances on concert stages throughout the world and recently formed Savion Glover Productions, and he produced a 50-city North American tour of classical Savion in 2007. He highlights the tradition of tap dancing and sound. He's got a team-based organization providing quality production and project management services for tap dancers. And Anything Goes is very pleased to welcome Savion Glover. He'll be performing at the Tilla Center for the Performing Arts with his show, Bare Sounds, and we're here to find out a little bit more about that. Good morning, Savion. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Lise.
How are you today on this gorgeous, gorgeous September day?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And yourself?
Oh, very well. Thank you. It's just splendid out there. Can you tell me, Savion, tell me a little bit more about Bare Sounds? That appears to be your current, one of the current projects that you're working on.
Yeah, well, basically, Bare Sounds is a production that allows the audience, or we hope this production will allow the audience to hear the dance, hear tap dancing as music, versus the notion of only being able to see this dance as a visual thing versus being able to hear it as music. So in this production, we just try to do that. We try to allow you, the audience, and the listener to understand the dance as music and enjoy it. So that's what it's all about.
So really, you're using your feet as a percussion instrument as well as something to watch in terms of dance steps. So you're hoping that people might just shut their eyes a little bit occasionally and check out the different tempos and rhythms that you're making with your feet.
Sure.
Very neat. Are you using just traditional tempos that we associate with tap dancing, or are you're doing some new stuff as well, right? You're bringing in some Caribbean and other kinds of tempos that we might not be as familiar with?
Yeah, I mean, we just cover music, you know, sound, you know, all types of, like you said, all types of tempos, all types of grooves. But it's basically, you know, again, just trying to produce the music through dance.
And how many folks are on the stage when you perform Bear Sound, Savion?
Bear Sound is myself and two other performers, so there's three of us all together.
And can you walk us through what the experience is like a little bit? Because we're trying to explain to people what they'll experience at the Tillis Center for the Performing Arts and other places where I'm sure you're bringing Bear Sounds.
Well, I don't know what the people will experience.
Oh.
Hopefully. They will have an enjoyable experience in the theater, and it just gives them an opportunity to understand tap dancing, or basically understand my approach to tap dancing better or more. That's my ambition, my hope, my goal with this performance.
Well, tell us a little bit about your approach to tap dancing. Who were your primary influences as a tapper?
Well, as a hoofer,
ooh,
my most dear influences and role models and all of those words, you know, people like Gregory Hines and Jimmy Slide and Lon Chaney, Chuck Green, Buster Brown, Ralph Brown,
mm-hmm,
people, you know, of that generation, of that era, of that day. Those are my role models, my mentors, my teachers, my inspiration.
How did you first decide that you wanted to be a hoofer? How does that happen to a contemporary young man in this country?
Well, it's like, you know, you're invited to be a part of this celebration. You're invited. I was invited at a very early age to be a part of this art form, be a part of, again, this approach to tap dancing. And, you know, when you ask how do you become, it's just you're chosen, you know. Some people are, you know, I guess literally hand-picked to be a part of this tradition and this family of just great entertainers. So I was, blessed to mm-hmm be around these guys and to be able to, I guess, do something or have something that would make them believe that I was worthy of being a part of the family. So that's how it happened for me. I was just invited, you know, again, to be a part of the family.
Were you a showbiz kid, Savion? I'm trying to figure out how you first. I mean, something had to happen.
My life has been by invitation only.
Who invited you? I'm trying to get a clear picture of what.
Well, these guys invited me. You know, Jimmy Slide, Gregory Hines. I may have had one audition for a show, and that was the first show I did, which was Tappiest Kid. Everything else, my whole experience or career has been invitation, you know, by invitation.
Sure, sure. So I think I understand. So as a little kid, you went to this audition and you were scooped up, and then the rest was kind of like you were taken on a ride by these wonderful personalities and all of the history behind being a hoofer. Is that right?
That is correct. I mean, when I look back on my experiences or my career, it's just truth. I'm not in show business. I am part of a tradition. I am a part of a history. I am a part of a history lesson.
Absolutely.
I'm not. So when you ask, am I showbiz? Because no, not at all. I can't stand show business. I don't like to be associated with show business.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's another head. That's another mentality. Again, fortunate enough, I wasn't brought up as a dancer in show business. I was, again, everything that I've done, I was alongside one of these men, one of these icons, greatest hoofers, you know, so...
Right.
And that was up until they are not here anymore.
Right.
So I just continue on in that light.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and we're talking to hoofer Savion Glover. And so you're really... You're the keeper of the flame right now, Savion. You've been entrusted by a higher power to be the steward of this kind of work. And do you actively seek out apprentices to carry on in your name as you work? Do you look for folks?
No, I don't. Again, just... Going back to, you know, the fact that it's just something that has to happen. It's something that, you know, I see a lot of good dancers along my way, good tap dancers and people of that nature. But what I'm a part of, again, is just a long line of deep respect, admiration, and all those type of things, and you know, I don't. It's like you don't. It's like a family, you know. So you know, you can't look for someone to be in a family. You just have to be born a part of the family,
right?
So in this situation, you know, I don't look for people to carry on the tradition. I just assume this will happen. You know, someone will come along, or some group of people will come along and hopefully carry on the traditions of the men and women who participated in this art form, versus carry on the tradition of tap dancers and show business.
I hear you there, Mr. Glover. Absolutely. Well, I think that there is absolutely a difference between show business and artistry and love for and respect. I think that's what you're getting at, and I understand you completely. And that's, I think, a wonderful segue into asking you, tell us about Gregory Hines.
What do you want to know?
I don't know. You're the man who knows everything, certainly a lot more than us. Tell us what you want us to know. Tell us a story, a favorite story that you remember.
Man, there's no favorite story. The story is my life.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, he was the greatest, you know, one of the greatest human beings I've ever met. You know, that's it. He's one of the greatest. He's one of the greatest. A huge loss.
Oh, yeah.
To the world. You know, his contribution is to the earth, to the world, was greatly appreciated. And he was wonderful. All the guys, all the cats. You know, Jimmy Slide. We just lost Jimmy Slide.
Yep.
You know, recently, and you know, it's a huge loss. When, for me, you know, it's like losing a brother, or a father, or an uncle, for that matter. You know, so you know, there is no one story or anything like that. It's just we miss them. We miss all of those, all of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, whoever knows anything about me knows what my relationship was to these men or with these men. So it's just ongoing in their absence, you know.
Uh-huh. I understand. I noticed, and I'm guessing this was just because you can't list everyone, the Nicholas Brothers. I'm wondering if you could give us a couple of words about the work of the Nicholas Brothers, who, in my opinion, seemed superhuman every time I saw a film of the work of the Nicholas Brothers. And they just, their feats, their physical feats made absolutely no sense to me, because you knew that there couldn't be any film trick. Right.
Well, Nicholas Brothers, again, well, greatness, you know. The greatest tap team or brothers I've ever did it, you know. Again, the greatest. You know, I've been around the greatest. So that's, I'm really blessed to have being in that position.
What do you do on a daily basis to keep your chops in high gear, Savion Glover?
Oh, I just, you know, I don't do anything special to stay in shape or anything like that. I just, you know, continue to, I guess, think and sing to myself and, attempt, you know, new rhythms and, you know, things like that. I, you know, listen to John Coltrane and look at the tapes of the cats.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Well, what about your physical body? Do you do specific regime at the gym? Do you rent out a dance studio?
No, not at all.
You're tapping while you're peeling potatoes? Give us an idea. Because Lord knows...
Chill out. I take a break. I go to Jamba Juice and get a drink. That's it.
You mean you're telling me you do nothing to keep up your steps in between performances? That makes
nothing at all.
Oh my goodness, you are a very blessed human, aren't you?
Yep.
And you have a website, right? Do you want to tell everybody what your website is so we can go and visit? And
yeah, sure. SavionGloverProductions.com.
Uh-huh.
And that is the home for Savion Glover Productions.
And besides your own productions, it says here that you do project management services for tap dancers and things. Is there anything else we should know about Savion Glover Productions?
Just that we have chosen to I guess you could say, take on the responsibility of again, the style of dance that I do, or the style of dance that people are willing to acknowledge these guys through. And we feel that, you know, there aren't many supporters of tap dances, people interested in not only just, you know, your show, but the quality of tap. You know, mm-hmm. we haven't been the dance, this art form, you know, it's like the technical people or the people who are in charge technically, they don't know how to treat the dance, whether that's in film or sound or visibility. You know, you see tap dancing where, you know, the camera may be on the face when, you know, you always need to have a wide shot on a tap dance.
Are you kidding me? Can you give me an example of that? You're telling me that that in recent films there have been shots where they were watching somebody smile and didn't have any...
Oh, sure.
Oh, my.
Yeah, sure. You have productions where you can't hear the dance. We're still stuck in this mentality of, you know, you just put some boom mics around and let them go. Well, we've decided just to take on those avenues or those mentalities of just total disrespect to the art form. So that's what we're about. We are really, you know, concerned with how the dance is, one, heard, two, presented.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we like to do. We like to make tap dancers feel like they have a home, and people who are concerned about the quality of their production, not necessarily the artistry of their production, but the quality.
And whether it's presented accurately and respectfully.
Right.
And the way that, well, I think almost all, no, I don't think almost all artists, that is one of their primary interests, is, and in fact, all humans, is that they want to be understood for and valued for their work in the way that they want to be understood and valued. And if you're working all day on tap routines and somebody's filming just your face, that could be problematic. Jeez.
Yeah.
And again, your show, Bear Sounds, you're going to be at the Tillis Center for the Performing Arts this coming Saturday. Let me just check here.
Yeah.
Scroll. Friday. Well, okay, I'm glad I checked. Friday, October 3rd at 8 p.m. We're going to be giving Anything Goes listeners a chance to win themselves a pair of tickets to see Savion. So don't even think of touching that radio dial. And where else can we see you coming up soon, Savion, here in the New York metro area? What else you want us to know?
We're going to be on tour. So,
okay.
You know, we'll start, where's that, in Princeton, and then we'll be going all around until November, you know, the end of November.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, you know, we'll be all on up and down this coast. So we hope that people will come out and enjoy the dance, enjoy the sounds.
I'm sure that, well, if they show up, I'm sure they'll enjoy it. That I think, is a guaranteed thing. And you might want to check out Savion's website, because he's got this really sort of neat kind of audio going on when you is that you talking to, you have a son or a daughter or something? Who are you talking to?
Yeah, that's me talking to my boy.
It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Worth logging on to just to hear Savion, and you can tell what kind of man you are just by listening to that right there, to that rap, Savion Glover. Well, thank you so very much for making time to speak with us here on Anything Goes. I wish you well in all of the projects that you're working on, and from my heart to yours, and I know my audience, because here on Anything Goes, we're about preserving history as well as honoring new artistry, and we thank you for keeping the torch burning for tap dance, because it is so important to us and so such a beautiful art form.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. And again, I wish that people will indeed show up and enjoy the evening in the theater.
I'm sure that they will, Savion. Thank you so very much for making time to speak with us. And everybody, you check out those Performing Arts Center's brochures that are coming to you in the mail, and look for Savion Glover if you can't make it out to the Tillis Center, which I hope you can do, because that'll be living in the now.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Savion. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty, you guys, and while we continue with the music here on Anything Goes, the homage to Mr. George Gershwin, I will invite you to call me right now. We'll take a couple of callers at random to see Savion Glover at the Tillis Center for the Performing Arts this coming Friday at 8 p.m., hoofing his way into your heart. And that's all coming to you here on Anything Goes. So caller at random, give me a call, 201-692-2012, to see Hoofing at its best. Keeping up the tradition, Savion Glover. There go the phones. They're open for you. Taking a caller at random, 201-692-2012.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said,